With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Tonight, a bill that will declare intimate partner violence an epidemic goes to a second reading in the Ontario Legislature. In the gallery, there will be 200 advocates from across the province. So far, the Ontario government has resisted the declaration, saying it's not a communicable disease. But Fartumo Kuso of Windsor, whose daughter was allegedly murdered by her husband, refutes that.
Zahra Boula left behind 52 family members, and with every blow she had suffered, every attempt of her trying to rescue herself or allowing us to rescue her impacted us and invaded pervasively in every cell of our being.
The bill is sponsored by four NDP MPPs, including Windsor West's Lisa Gretzky.
If the government thinks that we are going to stay silent, that we are just going to go away because they won't declare this or because they dismiss it, they're very, very wrong. They are very, very wrong. And they are just as bad as the perpetrators.
So far, 94 municipalities have declared intimate partner violence an epidemic, including Windsor. A Tecumseh woman whose mother is being charged $400 a day to stay at Hotel du Grace Healthcare calls Ontario's Bill 7 elder abuse. Michelle Campos says the bill has been adding up since March 11th after she made the hard decision to not move her mother into a nursing home she hates. Campos says she toured it last month and told the Canadian Press it was disgusting. She says she has no recourse because there's no way to appeal. The bill hasn't come yet, but she expects it soon. The Bank of Canada is once again holding its key lending rate at 5%. It expects the global economy to grow 3% with inflation in most countries subsiding, but it's continuing its policy of quantitative tightening. Inflation was still higher than the bank likes, 2.8% in February. We'll get the inflation rate for March on Tuesday. Bank officials want to see that come down further. A Windsor driver faces charges in a crash in Tecumseh last night blamed on impaired driving. That was on Highway 3 at Howard Avenue just before 11. The OPP say three vehicles were involved and one of the drivers suffered minor injuries. Over the Easter long weekend, Essex County OPP laid 252 charges, including 9 for impaired driving. There were 132 for speeding, 4 for stunt driving. It responded to 17 crashes in the region and laid 13 charges for not wearing a seatbelt. And the University of Windsor has $300,000 to protect its intellectual property. Those are things like literary and artworks, inventions, logos. The university says it'll use the money in its Office of Research Partnerships to advance technology transfers and nurture partnerships with industry. The Jays continue their series against the Mariners this afternoon, and later tonight the Raptors take on the Nets in Brooklyn. Sunshine, 19 today. Rain on the way tonight, down to 9. Tomorrow we'll get rain, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. It'll be windy and we'll get up to 15. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.